good evening, and welcome to another edition of In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich White, as we are broadcasting live from A&G on the patio once again this week. Rich, we've got another good night for it.
Yeah, we do. It sounds like next week's not going to be so much, but at least this week we've got another great week. So
yeah, just enjoy it while we can. We've got Mike Hoentzee, the quarterback for the Bearcats, with us. We'll bring Mike in here in just a little bit on the show here. But, Coach, this is a great weather weekend coming up for homecoming. And I know the number one thing for the football teams, the game itself. But when you think about homecoming at Northwestern, just overall for you, what does homecoming mean to you?
You know, honestly, and you've already said it, it's for me, it's about winning a football game. You know, I'm not making any floats. I'm not judging any parades, not doing skit night. I enjoy seeing the guys come back and the former players, but other than that, it's really just about doing our 111th and winning a football game. This week will be special for me, though. So normally I try to hide out on Friday night and work on our scouting report and game plan and all that good stuff. But I've got two former defensive linemen going into the Hall of Fame that I coached, and then the 2013 team that I was the defensive coordinator for. So, you know, I need to be there, and that's where I'll be.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up here. That, again, it's kind of a special time with the M Club Hall of Fame inductions, as you mentioned. You've got Dave Tolleson coming in, who played it from 2004 and 5, and also Matt Longacre from 2011 to 2014. Both of those guys had a great success at Northwest Missouri State, also went on and had a pretty good career in the NFL.
Yeah, both of them did. I was fortunate enough to go to Super Bowls with both of them. Both unbelievable kids, and you know, it's fun to watch them grow and evolve, and you know, to feel like you played a little bit of a role in that. That's really what all this is about. I mean, people talk about wins and losses. It's about impacting kids, and that's, you know, I've got great relationships with both. You know, my daughter Grace was a flower girl in Dave's wedding. Longacre got married, you know, off someplace where nobody knew, but, you know, but both, they've always stayed in contact. I've always been super close to both of them. It's just special. It's special for me to feel like I may have had a little bit of role in their life.
And you look at Longacre, retired after a Super Bowl. I mean, how great is that to have your last game in the NFL be a Super Bowl game, Super Bowl 53?
Well, it would have been a little better if he won, but yeah. Beyond that, no, it doesn't get any better than that. I remember spending time with him. I was actually down recruiting in Florida, and Matt got me tickets to the Super Bowl, and I remember driving up to Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and just spending the weekend with him and, you know, his family. It was awesome. You know, his family are great people. They've been involved in Northwest and just such a fun experience.
And with Dave Tolleson, two Super Bowl rings with the New York Giants, I'd imagine for you personally, getting those rings with the Giants, it means even a little bit more to you growing up as a New York Giants
fan. Yeah, it was. I grew up born and raised in upstate New York, and I was a huge New York Giants fan, and it was almost surreal. You know, the second time he won the Super Bowl, my wife and I and friends here from Maryville went and spent New Year's Day Eve at the Giants game. Tim and Nancy Shipley, we went to the game and hung out, and it was, I'm standing on the sideline in Giants Stadium where I always dreamed that I was going to play until I was 5'8", 180 pounds, and realized that wasn't going to happen. And it really was. It was unbelievable. And so then fast forward 5 weeks later, they're playing in the Super Bowl, and Dave had me tickets, and I go to Indy, and, you know, just all the things that go along with it. And a couple of my idols growing up, I mean, Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor were kind of like it for me. And you know, got to hang out with them a little bit and experience all that, and it was just an unbelievable experience for me. I don't even know how to describe it. It was surreal. You know, after the game, I've never seen so much money get spent in my life. I'm at the Marriott Hotel, and I mean, everything was free all night long, and I went home very early compared to what everybody else did. But, you know, it was just – it was phenomenal to watch those guys on that stage.
You know, and after that, I think either the next day or the day after that, I'm just flipping the dial and watching David Letterman that night, and there's Tolleson ending up on the David Letterman show with a couple of his buddies off the defensive line there.
Weird how Tolleson ends up on those types of shows, right? You know, he's still doing talk radio up in Omaha, and, you know, he's like a son to me. Always has been. We talk almost every week. You know, he was in tears when he got into the M Club Hall of Fame. It meant that much to him. So I'm just really happy for Dave and Megan and his family and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, you look at this group, again, a very special group for the football team. You talked about the 2013 team, Adam Dorr going in as well. And then Dr. Bob Bork, we just saw him walk by here just a moment ago, he and his wife. And it's a big weekend for Dr. Bob coming in, athletic director of Northwest from 2001 through 2010.
All those people were so instrumental in what happened at Northwest. You know, AD, I was here as a GA when he was a player, and you know, he did an unbelievable job here when Scott passed away, and you know, we had to all kind of circle the wagons and get things going in the right direction. Adam did a phenomenal job with that. You know, then you know, Dr. Bob and the impact he played on Northwest athletics and where it kind of transcended to, and you know, so you know, we don't have a stadium, and Dr. Bob figures out a way to, you know, maximize that. And so that's where the Arrowhead game started, and just his vision and his thoughtfulness was unbelievable.
Yeah, you talk about that particular era too. I think Dr. Red kind of got things started with some of the renovation work at Bearcat Stadium, which was at that time was Rickenbrough Stadium. Then Dr. Bob kind of took over and handled a lot of the strategic things that needed to be made to make that entire complex what it is now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, without Dr. Red, none of this would have ever happened. It was a former football coach that understood what we needed to do to take it to the next level, and then Dr. Bob picked that torch up and carried it along. And you know, it's, you know, those guys were so tremendously impactful on Northwest and our football program, and you know, we can't ever forget that.
And you talk about playing at Arrowhead Stadium. One of the things, too, you got Pitt State coming in this week, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program. But those matchups at Arrowhead with Pitt State, especially early on in the Fall Classic there at Arrowhead, they were just I don't think there was any better atmosphere in Division II football, maybe even top Division I football is what some of those games were.
Yeah, I missed a couple of them. I think I missed two, and then I've been there for the rest. But you know, every time I've played against Pitt at Arrowhead, it's been electric. You know, just the fans and the culture and the base and everything that goes along with it. And it's just an unbelievable experience for our kids and, you know, our fans and everybody else. So, you know, it's something that was a brainchild of Dr. Bob to figure out how are we going to host a game when we only have one side of the bleachers, and to what that, you know, transcended into is special.
It certainly is, and I know we've talked in the past about the different rivalries Northwest has through the years, and I think we're kind of starred on the schedule for every team we play in the MIAA, but the rivalry Pittsburgh State's right up there with the best of them.
You know, I'm going to be very transparent. This one's mine. I remember being here in 95 and 96, and you know, Pitt State was the program, and it was the team to beat. And, you know, I can remember John Yates at the time, you know, made up these shirts called the Thrilla in the Villa, if you remember, 1996, and it turned into the Dud in the Mud.
Yeah.
We got beat. We had all kinds of turf torn up all over the place. But, you know, Coach T and everybody else flipped that script, and, you know, this is always a special game to me, and I hope to project that to the team. This is my rival. This is the game that I want to go play in, and they're a phenomenal program. They're really well coached. They do things right. You know, Brian's done a great job down there, but, you know, We're going to give it our best shot.
You know, as much as the fun as it's been to play those games at Arrowhead Stadium, there's also something about having it on the college site itself, either where it's in Maryville or down in Pittsburgh, Kansas as well, where it's a special game in that aspect.
You know, honestly, it really doesn't matter where the game's at. We could play in a sandlot out in the middle of, Tarkio, but there's going to be people that are going to show up and watch, and it's going to be intense. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. They're a really good football team, well-coached on both sides of the ball, but so are we, and we're excited.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll talk with the quarterback for the Bearcats, Mike Hornsey. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant in Maryville, as we are on the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, Rich, we've got Mike Hornsey with us, the quarterback for the Bearcats. And I know, talking with you in the past, you just really appreciate a lot of the different things that Mike brings to the field. And number one, just that he's such a great competitor.
No doubt. You know, one of the best compliments I can pay to Mike is just, I'm not an offensive guy, never have been. Mike's my kind of people. Mike's got a toughness about him. Mike's got a grit about him. He could play defense. Actually did, you know, if we're going to talk about it. Broke his hand against Southwest Baptist and couldn't throw because it was his throwing hand. And, you know, we had him on the defensive side getting ready to play safety. And it's just, he's always done whatever we've asked. And if there's a dude on the offensive side of the football that I align with, it's Mike Hornsey.
And Mike, great to have you with us here on the show.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And Mike, let's just talk a little bit about the work you had to put in to come back from that injury in the Emporia State game to get back so quickly. I mean, just out 2 games back into the matchup with Central Missouri. I know there had to be a lot of work that involved in that process to get you back out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the training room staff did a great job with me. You know, we were rehabbing every day, and, you know, I was basically living in the training room all 3 hours in the morning and then before practice whenever I could. And it was definitely a slow process, but they got me back right.
You know, I talked to Rich about this on the postgame show Saturday after the win over Missouri Western, about that one big pass reception you connected with Trayvon Alexander in the back of the end zone. I think that kind of sums up the type of player you are just off the start there. So many things went into that play. And number one that comes out to me is you put that pass right on the money when you knew you were going to get hit there, because that guy is barreling down on you, and you took a pretty big hit at the end of that play, but you still were able to make probably one of the best passes in Northwest history in the back of the end zone to find Alexander there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that linebacker coming down on me, and I saw Trayvon had some good leverage. He ended up beating his dude inside on a post route, and the corner was really working hard to regain that leverage, and I thought if I put the ball outside for him, he could beat that guy to the spot, and he did. He made an amazing catch in the back of the end zone for us.
You know, that's that personifies who he is, though. He's never worried about his body. He's never worried about, you know, he's going to stand in and sling it. And that's, you know, as a head football coach, that's really comforting. You know, I think you see the difference in our football team when Mike's running it right now, and it's just his ability to understand the overall scheme of the offense, be able to check us in and out of things, his command of everything that's going on, and the time he spends. Sometimes I don't think fans understand how many hours that guy is in the film room, how many hours he's spending with Coach Sturdy, you know, just doing all the little things that nobody sees, but on Saturday it shows up. And, you know, I'm going to take this a step further. You know, the Central Missouri game, Mike hadn't practiced since week one. You know, he goes out there against Central Missouri and he's like, I'm going to figure out a way to get us a win. And it was slow in the first half, but man, when he got locked in the second half and started to feel comfortable with his game, I think everybody in Bearcat Nation saw what he could do.
And Mike, could talk about that particular game too. And what was, when you got locked in, how good of a feeling was that to say, hey, I'm back in it's feeling it, I'm feeling it right there?
Yeah, it was definitely good to get back into the swing of things. You know, in the first half, I was nervous how my body would hold up. But, you know, got a few hits to the knee, and I could still move around all right. So that was very comforting to know. And then, you know, second half being down by that much, we had to let it play. And as an offense as a whole, we started executing better.
How is a quarterback? It always amazes me. I've talked a bit earlier, but again, when you know you're going to be hit, staying in the pocket and making the play and finishing the play off, when you know at the end of that play you're going to take a pretty hard hit, how do you get the mindset to be able to take those type of hits and then bounce back up and keep on rolling?
Honestly, I don't really even think about it. It's just part of the game. You know, linemen block. They get hit from every which way, every play. A receiver will go across the middle and make a good catch for us and get popped by a linebacker or a safety. So it's just part of the game. I got to do my 111th.
And Coach talked about your work in the film room and studying. I imagine one of the things growing up in a football family with your dad being a former quarterback and a quarterback's coach and everything, that really has to help out as far as what you see when you go through look at the opponent's game film every week.
Yeah, I mean, until I got to college, my dad's really taught me everything I know about football. So having that background is really, I use it to my advantage. And then ever since Coach Sturdy has gotten here, he's took my game to the next level. I mean, probably growing up as a football kid makes me love being in the film room. I love being in there with the coaches, you know, talking football, talking strategies. So anytime I can be up there with him, I am.
And Rich, I know you've talked in the past about some of the recruits you brought through the program that could come up as kids of coaches, and that really is something that's an intangible that's really hard to bring through, but that makes such a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he comes from such a great family, and not just, you know, what's funny is, and I'll throw a little sidebar in this, is dad's the football coach, mom's a heck of a lot more intense than dad is. I'm going to tell you right now. You know, she's also my kind of people, and, you know, just everything that they've done and been so supportive of the program, but, you know, Mike just has a it factor that resonates with me. You know, you go to last year against Pitt State, and Mike was hurt, and you know, Braden goes down in the last play of the game, and Mike spins it and gives us a chance to win. And excuse me, some people will argue both ways on whether that was a catch or not a catch. I know what corner I sit in, but it personifies who he is and what he's done here with his career. And, you know, I'm so glad Brian Schwartz called me, you know, in January and said, I got a quarterback for you. Brian was a former GA of mine, and he coached with Coach Ho with the Rush. And, you know, I had recruited Chicago, and, you know, it's been unbelievable. And I've really enjoyed my time with Mike, and going to be really sad when it's done.
Is it kind of like having another coach out on the field when you put Mike out there?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he eats, sleeps, and lives ball. I mean, it's funny, but you get into this generation and so many guys understand football by, you know, PS5 or, you know, all that stuff. That's not Mike. Mike's a ball guy. Mike understands football. Mike wants to watch tape. He wants to know all the nuances. He wants to know everything there is to know, and just really proud of this kid.
You know, some of the things that, too, really stand out to, when you look at just the statistics. So right now, I think you completed nearly 69% of your passes in your career at Northwest. What, the number two in D2 football right now as far as total offensive yards per play among active players right now, over almost 8 yards per play just as a quarterback. Those are some stats that are just incredibly impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it helps when you have a great offense around you and you have a good game plan each week with Todd Sturdy. I mean, without my O-line, I wouldn't be able to throw one pass. Without my receivers, you know, I'd have no completion. So I really owe it all to them.
And talked a little bit earlier before we went on the show that this is your last homecoming coming up. As a player, what does homecoming mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy. I didn't really even think about it until Coach Wright said it today at practice. I mean, this is my last homecoming game. It's the second last time I'll be able to play in front of the fans at Bearcat Stadium. So I'm really just soaking it all in and taking it one game at a time.
And what about just the matchup with Pitt State? What's that mean to you, too? It's such an intense rivalry, and the between the two teams have played an awful lot of important games. What's it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, the 2021 game was a great game. We ended up coming back, getting the win near the end there. So, you know, every time we play Pitt State, it's a tough game. And then last year, obviously, I wasn't able to play that game. We ended up losing. So I was a little upset about that. I'm excited to be able to play them this year.
As far as after graduation here, or after you leave Northwest Missouri State, what's the future hold for Michael Lindsay?
I'm going to keep trying to play football, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter where. I'm going to keep playing until they kick me off the field, and then I'll probably get into coaching after that.
Well, I think you got a pretty good resume for that, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, he definitely does. You know, just so you know, I got 3 phone calls today, 2 by CFL teams and 1 by, you know, an Arena League team that are going to be down to watch you. And you know, I tell anybody that wants to get into coaching football, if you can do anything else, go do it, because it's not an easy life, but I know what he is and who he is, and he'll make a phenomenal coach someday.
And again, that's just that you've besides just football, what are some of the other things that you enjoy to do here? I know there's you're part of, you know, the film room and everything takes up so much time, but when you get away from football, what do you enjoy?
Yeah, you know, football is basically the main part of my life. I like to watch film, I like to lift, I like to play football with my friends, all that kind of good stuff. If I'm not playing football, I'm usually, you know, with my girlfriend and my dog at home watching some new TV show or some movie, just hanging out.
I think you got an in, don't you, here at A&G, just a little bit when you get your orders placed?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great. I can always shoot over a text to her and, you know, just get some free food, which is always great.
And he's a former waiter, so.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, well, man, you got all kinds of talents here, for sure. All right, well, Mike, it's been great having you with us on the show, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the matchup with Pittsburgh State. That's coming up right after this timeout from A&G in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Into the Trenches show with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Ryan, and our guest here tonight as well, Mike Hoentze. And Coach, Pitt State coming up. One of the things when you look at it from a standpoint of interest, but statistically anyway, you look at both of these teams, two of the top teams in the MIAA rushing, and then on the other side of the ball, two of the top teams as far as stopping the rush. So that'll be a kind of an interesting chess match to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be. Both teams are really good football teams. You know, as I said earlier in the program, they're good at what they do. You know, they're well coached. They're 7-0 for a reason. You know, we're going to have to play well to beat them. And, you know, we understand the challenge that's in front of us. We feel like we're playing well right now. And so let's tee it up and let's go.
Yeah, I think really, Phil, coming into this, probably playing as well, if not better, than you played all season long coming into this
match. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, we're trending. Although we're a couple guys down this weekend, we're trending back towards healthy at some key positions, and you know, we just we got to go play. It's going to be 60 minutes. It's homecoming. It's at our place, and I'm excited for the challenge.
And how much, when you look at coming into the game like this, off of a rivalry game last week with Missouri Western, a game that was a good win for the Bearcats, too, bringing that momentum, I think, means an awful lot, too, just that you were tested the way you were last week and came out with a good win against a very good Missouri Western team.
Yeah, true. I feel like we've played 4 weeks of kind of big games. You know, so we had UCM. Played well there, had chances to win, didn't quite make it happen. Then turn around and AD comes back to town with UCO, and you know, we got to play well. Then turn it around at Missouri Western, have to go play on the road with a good football team, and now Pitt. You know, so that's the MIAA, and that's, you know, it's a little bit indicative of what this is all about. And I'm a regional Raider now, and that's one of the things I talk about is just the depth and the breadth of the league is different than any other conference, you know, that I know.
Yeah, and it's kind of a shame the way Super Region 3 is matched up here, that when everything's said and done, there's some teams that are going to be left out of the playoffs just because of the way things are set up with Super Region 3.
Yeah, you know, one of the unfortunate things is there are four conferences, and most of the other leagues only have three. You know, so when you have four conferences and everybody's got two representatives, guess who everybody is talking about? They're talking about the teams in their conference. And yeah, I'll kind of defer to that right now. There are a couple other leagues that we've had a lot of success against, and another league that we've had four or five teams migrate to that couldn't win games in our league. And you know, that kind of is what it is.
And then you look at whoever comes out of the region that seems to have a pretty good chance of making them winning the national title, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you just look at it historically and what the GLIAC and the MIAA have been able to do over the last 20 years, and it's not even close.
Yes, before we wrap things up here, Mike, during one of the breaks after Coach had talked about his height and things, you might have said something along the lines, you might have questioned about it, how tall that Coach Wright was kind of giving himself credit for that.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was taller than that. He looks
Good answer.
And more buff, right?
Yeah, looks about 6 foot, you know, 205. But, on the field,
long.
So yeah, long,
like
long lengthy guy. So
right.
You know, I thought he cut himself short a little bit.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, well, it's been great having both on the show here again, and it's I know from the standpoint of everyone in the community, homecoming always is something that's very special, and the football team's really made it special with what you guys do year in and year out, and it should be another fun matchup coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Mike, I'll let you finish this, so go ahead. It's your show.
Yeah, I mean, like Coach said, we're excited about it. You know, anytime we can play in front of our fans, it's a great opportunity for us, especially with, you know, it's homecoming, so we're going to have more fans at the game than usual that usually aren't at the game, so we're excited to put on a show for them.
All right, sounds great. And because it is homecoming, it'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day leading up to that kickoff over at the Bearcat Stadium. Reminder, too, that today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Our thanks to the quarterback of the Bearcats, Mike Hoentze, and the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G Restaurant.